Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
How did we get here? We were talking about Sean Payton in the opening.
How did we get here?
We were talking about beer and, hey, your generation makes beer.
The,
you don't
the,
make
the
beer.
The intro is about Sean Payton.
What about his attire? What's he doing?
So he had his press conference down in New Orleans, his first public appearance since the play.
Yeah.
And everyone looked at the shirt. It was the light blue shirt. You couldn't full on see it, but everyone knows what it was. It was the Roger Goodell clown nose shirt that he was wearing underneath that mask.
Are you serious?
One. Yeah, oh yeah.
So he wore it.
Underneath
not so
his
everyone
jacket.
Could see it, but so everyone but would
zipper,
know that he's wearing it.
But the zipper was down far enough so you could see. You knew that obviously you knew the color of the shirt, and then you saw the very tip top of
the hair. Bank robber story. The lady who had the note to rob the bank, but never handed it to the teller.
Did you hear the story, Tim?
No.
Go ahead, Brian.
A woman was going to rob a bank. She had a note written out, but she didn't hand it to the teller.
She ripped it up.
She
threw
it up
in the
trash.
And she left. Well, she did go to the counter and said, I need a minute.
But she never handed the note to the teller. So never really attempted to rob the bank. But stopped short. So this is a lot like that. He's got the Roger Goodell's a clown shirt on.
I'd say
he's got it covered up just far enough so people know what it is.
I think McVay went further than the chick at the bank.
Do you?
I mean, yeah. Because you knew what it was, right, Tim?
Oh yeah, because he was wearing a collared shirt with a couple buttons, with the zipper all the way down, and everybody knows that shirt, right? Because Matt Patricia wore it. The Barstool clowns, they wear it all the time. They're the ones who made it. I'll give them credit for it. But it's that light blue color, which was what he was wearing, and the top of Goodell's hair is like. A little white, and it's peeking out of his shirt. Everybody knows it's the Goodell clown shirt.
Why did he wear the Goodell?
Because he's mad. Wanted
to call Roger Goodell a clown.
Yeah, but he was the beneficiary of Roger Goodell doing nothing. He's the last guy on the planet that should be wearing
Sean
it.
Payton.
He shouldn't even be.
No.
Oh, Sean Payton. Now I'm thinking of McVay. Jeez, I'm no one. Okay.
Yeah, Sean McVay that's appropriate. Is as happy as a clam right now.
Yes, and why are clams always given the happy? You know, happy as a
because your generation just, probably thought of that saying. I don't know.
No, that was the greatest generation.
That was the greatest generation?
Yeah, that was round.
Okay,
before.
Well, yeah, Sean Payton should be wearing it. I'm sorry, I got my Sean.
He just wanted to tell the world that he thinks Roger Goodell's a clown.
Well, subtly. He didn't want to flat out say it. He wanted to subtly tell the world that, that he was a clown.
Now, with their podium appearances yesterday, Sean McVay's was, what, 11 o'clock? Something like that? And then 2 hours later, you got Roger Goodell, right, at 1 o'clock.
Now, are you mixing up your Sean's again?
No.
Okay. So, Sean Payton talked in Louisiana.
Right.
And, Goodell did his State of the League yesterday.
After Sean Payton had talked about
you can just see the graphic of, Goodell's hair, right?
Yeah,
the
exactly.
V of where the zipper on his shirt is.
Yeah.
And they still, and Goodell... You know, still didn't, as expected, because he's just a spokesperson for, he's just a puppet for the owners, and that's what he's decided to do. And
but he's got one owner that's really mad at him right now.
He got Bob Kraft very mad at him too. He went on a witch hunt after the Patriots, but he's still got the majority on his side.
Yeah, but.
How is that just how it works? Because in any game, you're never going to be dealing with any more than two teams. And you're only going to screw one of them.
Yeah, but he's got Jerry Jones, who tried to have an uprising to get him ousted a few years ago, right?
Yep.
That failed miserably. That was as bad as the Bay of Pigs. You've got Kraft, who's never going to like him again.
Nope.
You've got the Saints, who are never going to be side with him again. It's got to come down to it's all about money, right? As long as we're making money, and they are making money literally hand over fist, right, Tim?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's good to be in the NFL right now. So I guess as long as they're making money, it's like, hey, be quiet.
Well, that's
he's good for business.
And when the whole, you know, Ray Rice unfortunate situation, you know, those video that video surfaced, and Goodell initially suspended him for 2 games, even though he had seen the video. Then you got the backlash, and then he suspended him for the entire season. Everybody was calling for Goodell to be fired. The only people who can fire him are the owners, and like you said, and like it will always be, at least for the immediate future, they make insane amount of money because, not because of Roger Goodell, just because of this product. So they're never going to get rid of him. We can complain. I don't like Roger Goodell. I don't know anybody who likes Roger Goodell.
I heard the numbers for the Pro Bowl were, what, 8 million people tuned in for the Pro Bowl?
Yep.
Which is, I think you said, more than some leagues get for playoff games.
The Stanley Cup Final, the peak Stanley Cup Final rating was 3.9 million people.
3.9. That was for the Stanley Cup Finals. That's the
clinching,
best.
Clinching game of the NHL's championship. Game 5, Washington Capitals, Vegas Golden Knights, 3.9 million people.
Right, and they got and 8 million to watch a football game that doesn't even matter. I heard somebody say the other day, if they put an NFL nightlight on TV for 3 hours, 3 million people would tune in to watch it.
Yeah.
It's the NFL is just that big, and as long as they're that big and Roger is charging the networks unbelievable amounts of money and the stadiums are full enough, right? I mean, they're making money. I don't know if all the stadiums are full.
It doesn't really, it doesn't even really matter. That's the thing, too. So the whole hubbub in my neck of the woods is we've got an owner who sucks, is bad at his job, but he's going to continue to make millions and millions of dollars. I think he bought the Washington Redskins in the late 90s for $400 million, and it's now estimated to be worth like $4 billion, something to that.
That's so a nice return.
So he's never going to sell it. Of course he's never going to sell it. Even because the Redskins, despite the fact that local ratings are down for the Redskins and the attendance is as poor as it's ever been, it doesn't matter because every single team is part of the television revenue and the rights fees are out of this world. They're through the roof. And they'll continue to be that way because if you look at even a couple years ago when everybody was, you know, trying to say that the NFL's going down, the ratings are down, blah, 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 they still were the most watched things on television. Ratings overall everywhere were down. And this year, ratings are back up. They're through the roof. And I just looked up. You had a World Series this past fall with the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers, one of the most prized and passionate fan bases in Boston, fans all over the country, and the second biggest media market. The average rating for a World Series game was 8.3. Which is 13 million.
13
you know?
Million. That's for the biggest games of the year.
Baseball.
That's the best they could do. That's all they could pull in. In a football game, which just basically is a touch football game, with no tackling, got 8 million people to watch. That makes me think that if they put the warm-ups the teams go through every Sunday before the game on at like 10:30 in the morning, that would get an 8 share.
Yeah.
People would tune in to watch that.
And that was the thing that college football, you know, a couple years ago, they were like, well, it's football. Everybody's going to watch football. We're going to put our championship, our semifinals on New Year's Eve. It's like, nope, not going to work. Because you're not the NFL. You're college football. People like you, but not as much as the NFL. So don't puff out your chest too much there, pal.
Remember when the joke used to be, what's the quickest way to become a millionaire? And the answer was, be a billionaire and buy a sports franchise?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When did that's not the case
kind of
anymore.
The window,
that's over.
NFL.
Yeah. Right?
TV.
Yeah.
Cable revenue.
All the money that keeps filing in via these. I mean, because people want live sports. The ratings continue to bear out that live sports are the most watched things. You know, television shows can be DVR'd and Netflix and Hulu and all those stuff, but you can't really do that for live sports.
Well, football has especially tweaked its game to be friendly to TV.
Has it? It's long. Games are long.
That's one thing.
College football games are very long.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we're all sitting here screaming at baseball, shorten up football games. They're too long. Too many reviews, too many stoppages in play.
The reviews are why people watch on TV. They see the review, too. They're not sitting in the stands on their hands doing nothing. They get to watch the replays over and over and over again.
I mean, I will be curious moving forward, you know, the Packers, I don't think we'll ever have to deal with it. You know, big franchises that are always successful. But, I mean, attendances are going down. I mean, I don't go to games.
It's much more comfortable watching it at home.
Yeah, I mean, you've got better TV angles. It's cheaper. It's more comfortable. I mean, with the technology, the way that it is.
Do you ever feel guilty that you're not really supporting the team? You're letting other people go support
my
the team?
Team?
No,
do the dirty work.
I don't feel guilty about that at all.
Well,
you know,
we're talking about two different
TV revenue, and I'm watching on TV.
Yeah, and we're talking about two different situations here. You guys have a prideful fan base, even though you just had an overture in coaching, you still kind of believe in the product. Nobody in town believes in the product that's happening. We got this clown of an owner who's a complete idiot and won't get rid of anybody. It's almost everybody, I've never seen an entire fan base revolt on one person. That is the team president, Bruce Allen. And I can almost guarantee you, Dan Snyder, the owner, just in spite said, no, we're keeping him.
Is he
that spiteful
son?
Of a person.
Bruce Allen related to George?
Yes, he is his son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the family. Yeah. So there you go. He's a legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how's that working out for you?
Quite horrendously.